If you're just joining us, it's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. We're about to embark on a tour of nature in a variety of forms. First, take a listen to this. You're listening to a humpback whale talking. Though we don't quite know what he's saying, we do know that it's important for whales and other sea creatures to be able to talk to each other in the ocean. But humans are making that conversation nearly impossible, according to Michael Jasny, the director of the Marine Mammal Protection Project for the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says we have to quiet down.
There's an old English science fiction story in which the people of the world wake up one morning to find that they're all blind. That's what we're doing to whales and other animals in the sea. We haven't blinded them completely, but we've diminished their sight. We've made it much harder for them to live in their world. And it's not just in a few places. It's almost everywhere.
The noise of a cruise ship completely drowns out the sound of this small clan of whales conversing in a matter of seconds.
Sound in the ocean travels incredibly well. So that time was when a blue whale calling off of Massachusetts could be heard by other blue whales straight across the Atlantic. Now, unfortunately, that's changed. Since the advent of the propeller engine 150 years ago, the noise that we have been putting into the sea has grown and grown. Just about everything that humans do in the water makes noise. When we ship goods from country to country, when we explore for oil and gas and minerals, when the military trains with explosives or intense sonar systems, and this noise travels. What's happened over the last 150 years is that we have created a kind of smog in the seas. And this is a particularly virulent form of smog. It affects every aspect of the lives of whales and dolphins and other creatures. Noise causes animals to abandon their habitat, to go silent, to stop foraging, to forage poorly, to go deaf, and in some cases to die. It affects every aspect of their survival and their ability to reproduce.
One of the biggest culprits for under-the-sea noise is the way we prospect for oil and gas offshore. Companies use arrays of high-volume air guns that are so loud, you can see the water rise and fall when the guns go off.
It's an incredible thing to imagine, thinking about someone setting off a sound like dynamite in your neighborhood again and again and again, every 10 to 12 seconds for weeks and months. This is what we are forcing whales and dolphins and fish to live with.
That's Michael Jasny, director of the Marine Mammal Protection Project for the Natural Resources Defense Council. His conservation group and others like it recently settled a lawsuit with several oil and gas companies that requires the industry to take steps that will reduce the noise around whales and dolphins' habitat and use less invasive forms of exploration.